Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his car.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with Mark Babbitt, longtime six-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of U-Turn, author of A World Gone Social. Mark, we're being encouraged to do something that, in my lifetime at least, is unprecedented, and it's something called social distancing. Are you the person who came up with that term? Is that your coined term? Mark, social distancing.
No.
I'm going to, from now on, I'm going to say that was Mark's idea. So social distancing, what is it and how do we manage it with our technology?
Well, social distancing, the clinical definition is stay 6 feet away from other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Person to person. The reality, however, is that through our shelter in orders, through the closing of our schools, the closing of our stores, the closing of our businesses,
mm-hmm.
that phrase has taken on a whole different meaning. And yeah. And we're not just staying 6 feet away, we're staying 6 miles away, 60
yeah.
miles away.
Mm-hmm.
We're not traveling. Some of us are. I have literally shuttered our businesses, at least through April.
Yeah.
That phrase has...
It's unprecedented.
Is absolutely unprecedented.
And so we've already talked about whether it's justified and whether what the solutions are going to be, but how do we, it is what it is. We have this reality in front of us. How do we use the technology to minimize the damage to our relationships and to our businesses?
Well, Jim, here's what's funny is when social media first came on board and really started taking over, we were warned away from using digital social too much.
That was the year I self-anointed myself the social media heretic.
There you go, and we stopped building those human-to-human relationships. And now here we are in this age of social distancing, and it's never been more important.
Yeah.
It's
a blessing
to use social media. To maintain those relationships.
Used properly, it's more of a blessing now than maybe ever before. Used properly.
I believe social media is going to allow us to maintain our human relationships over the next 6 weeks
mm-hmm.
or so, Jim. And it's not just Twitter and it's not just Facebook, but there are so many wonderful
texting,
technologies out there.
How about pick up the phone? Use the phone. How about this, Mark? Use the phone app on your phone. How about that?
Well, the phone is spontaneous and it's a wonderful tool, Jim, and I couldn't agree more. But I will tell you that, especially for our small business owners out there, there are two tools in particular that I absolutely love. One is called Slack.
Incredibly easy to set up. We use Slack in our business.
And it allows spontaneous, almost instantaneous communication.
It is.
It keeps the business flowing, allows us to be efficient. Even better than that is a tool called Zoom that a lot of your listeners are going to be familiar with. It's what Skype tried to be.
Yeah.
It's video communications. Now, I will say this. Zoom is a little Zoom is an amazing company, and they've given their technology away for free to a bazillion school systems. So it's a little overwrought right now. The bandwidth issues are acute, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is required. But on Zoom, you can sit down like you're just sitting across the room from somebody.
Yeah.
And so we don't just communicate. We see their body language. We see the stress they're under. We can empathize with what they're going through. We can make digital
mm-hmm.
eye contact.
That's what's the most important thing that you're saying right here, Mark, because we're tactile people. We're gregarious people, and even though we're doing more digital communication than ever before, in a regular world that we've lived in, we would get face-to-face just organically, just moving around our lives. We'd see other people and hear their voices and see their faces. In the world we're entering right now for the next few weeks, we're going to have less of that. And I think the Zoom type of technology is going to be more important. And as you say, that's obviously people believe that because they may get bollocked up with all the – may have a denial of service kind of thing.
Well, that's entirely possible, Jim. But here's the rule, our rule. I'll pass this along to your readers. If you can get the job done, if you can communicate effectively in 3 minutes or less, pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. If you can't, send the Zoom link.
Yeah.
And go to zoom.us. Your listeners will understand very quickly how easy it is to set up a meeting. And if it's going to be longer than 3 minutes, to invest that time.
Well,
in the face-to-face communication.
A Zoom is better than a phone call because you got a face you can look at.
Agreed. Now, keep in mind, we all have businesses to run.
Yeah.
And it does set up a minute or two to set up a meeting. Well, mm-hmm. in that time, if you can get your business done on a phone call, do it.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be a few minutes or even better, Jim, if you want to take a few minutes to actually listen and talk.
Right.
And mm-hmm. communicate about something other than a task, other than work, arrange a Zoom call.
Yep. Can I say one last thing? When you're on social media, folks, let's tone the rhetoric down. What do you think, Mark? Last thoughts.
Oh, please. Be a good human being for the next 6 weeks.
That's it. Please, yeah, exactly. U-turn.com, is that right?
Yes, sir.
U-turn, T-E-R-N, U-turn.com. Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.